number 12706, George and Jean Churchwell seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Baltimore Street and Andrew Street within the Bayview Park subdivision. The 911 address is 39662 Baltimore Street in Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. Tax parcel is District 134, map 20.11, parcel 41.02. The applicant is seeking a 14.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed addition and a 6-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed steps. We have 3 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
And just to be clear, Ms. Norwood, that's from the front is considered Andrew Street.
Correct.
And the corner front would be Baltimore Street.
That's correct.
Mr. Chairman, I'm recusing from this case.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Redden, 107 South Washington Street, Milford, Delaware.
George Churchwell, 39662 Baltimore Street, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
I do.
Thank you.
We good? Okay. So this is one of these beach properties where unique to this is that it's a small lot. It's actually undersized for the zoning, and it's a corner lot, which is always a struggle. But when we say corner lot, and this image actually is a little bit overselling it, if she zoomed or scrolled up like another like 5 feet, you'd see that Andrew Street ends there. So when you say corner, there's lot 41, 43, and 42 that actually would be impacted by this at all. So it's, I'm not saying it's not a corner lot, but it's definitely a minimal corner lot. The owner did actually attempt to purchase lot 41 to you know, combine the lots and have more room. That didn't work out. It was an unreasonable amount of money that it actually ended up selling for. So that is some of the uniqueness is the size and the type of lot it is. Given that the house is kind of oddly put together inside, so what we're doing is cleaning up the circulation, adding some proper stairs, adding an elevator shaft, adding some more bedrooms and stuff while we're at it, because we want to have the room for some more storage space because there's not much storage in this house. So to do that, unfortunately, there's not much room on the lot in the buildable footprint area to do that. As far as, you know, not created, they didn't build this house. They purchased this house. They did not create this problem. So we're working with what we have to work with here a little bit. And if this lot wasn't a corner lot, we would not have such a tiny buildable footprint to work with. Will it alter the traditional character? I don't believe so. And part of this is that you really can't see on this image, but this neighborhood is exploding right now. There are a ton of large houses going in, or large houses being renovated. I've had myself in the last like few years 4 different projects in this one little subdivision, and I am not the biggest firm in the world. So I was in there just the other day, and from meeting with a new client, and I could see like 4 different construction sites from their front yard. So I mean, this is what's happening here. Houses are getting bought up, they're getting expanded, and sometimes drastically so. They have some beautiful views from this area, and a lot of people are taking advantage of that. As far as minimum variance goes, this is, like I said, they've made attempts to purchase additional land to expand. We feel that, you know, it's not really practical to go up a whole lot taller to get where they want, because like the stairs and stuff still wouldn't get fixed. And that we're not really impacting a whole lot of people. We are making some impact on the lower lots, but not a huge amount. And it's not like they're busy streets. I mean, both streets are very short, not a ton of traffic. We don't really think we're creating a traffic hazard by getting too close to the corner. So we would like to think we're going to keep this house in what this neighborhood is turning into, which is, you know, larger, nicer homes on relatively small lots. And we think that we're in line with that. I think I hit all 5 points kind of there in a row. So
does that complete your presentation?
Yeah, I believe it does.
I'm sure the board has some questions.
I know in this neighborhood in particular, there's a lot of
because of these dead ends, as you speak of, on Andrew Street, was it?
Andrew and Baltimore, too, honestly, if you look at it, kind of dead ends, too, down the way.
There's a lot of, in prior cases, there's a lot of emphasis on emergency vehicles and being able to move in and out. Would any of this impede that?
I don't believe so. We're still 15 feet off the front yard, so ambulances, not a problem at all. Large fire trucks, they should still be able to make the turn. You know, I mean, like, I'm not saying trying to get within, like, 3 inches of the corner. I'm trying to get within 15 feet of the corner, which is, you know, should not really impede access. Maybe visibility a little bit, but not access.
The concern is you're opening up the square footage here, obviously, for more company, you know, to live comfortably with company. Our concern is you keeping up all the traffic off of that road, because that has been a concern that's been shared before. Can you do that with what you have as far as your parking goes? Can that withstand the additional traffic?
Parking. So we actually are expanding. There's currently a two-car garage. There's some space for some drop parking on the lot as well. I parked in front of the garage multiple times, probably room for two more cars there as is. And we are part of the addition in the expansion will be storage, which could be a garage, parking. We're not really 100% sure yet, but the bottom level is in the flood zone, so it can't be livable space anyway. So we're going to use that for some form of storage, possibly parking. But as is, we have room for four cars on the lot. And, you know, as we can probably fit another couple on the, you know, in the front yard if we had to for overflow, and we may be able to tuck one into the addition possibly. I'm not going to swear to that one yet.
So no problem keeping your vehicles off the road?
Yes, they're not going to have any issue with keeping vehicles off the road.
And you mentioned the flooding?
Yes.
That's in a flood zone?
It's in a flood zone, so the whole ground floor is, I think, about. There is some living space in the ground floor, but it's up like 3 or 4 feet, and then the garage is dropped down, and then all of the new stuff will be at the same kind of raised level or flood compliant anyway.
Probably another reason why you're choosing to add on and to revamp as opposed to rebuild.
Yes. And also, I mean, we do, the inside's strange, but it's functional. It's just, like, the stairs are very strange, but it's, the bedrooms are functional, the living room's a bit of an odd size, but it's functional. So, like, we plan to keep most of the house and kind of add on to the side to give us some of that functionality that we need, and then while we're at it, you know, tack on a bedroom or two.
Okay. Question, sir, on your survey, you've got a 15.8 feet from the proposed building to the edge of the property line, and the drawing indicates a distance between the property line and Andrew Street.
Mm-hmm.
What would you estimate that distance to be?
I think I measured it as 5 feet.
Okay, from the, you got to get, from when the stakes edge. Were in, when the stakes from were in, the, you got there?
From the asphalt to the, where the line is, yeah.
There's edge of paving to your line.
Yeah, it's about 5 feet.
Maybe, so it'll be about
maybe 5-6 feet.
20-ish off of the actual street itself.
Yeah, because your scale is an inch to 20?
Well, that's the surveyors, but yes, I believe that's right.
Okay, so if approved, you would be in excess of 20 feet.
Yep, a little bit more than 20 feet, 20, 21, maybe.
To edge of paving?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry, water, sewer? Just so I know.
I believe it's sewer, but sewer. But you have a well,
sewer,
right?
Sewer is a well, and then use the well for the water.
And do you know where the well is located?
The well is located on the Andrew Street side, towards the very back. It'd be
inside the setback. Then I mean, it's not our current proposed setbacks. Even there, we go.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sharp.
Talked about this being a possible flood areas. So 41 is a buildable lot, though. It's a usable lot.
It's got some weird restrictions to it, apparently. And when I was there, I didn't think actually. Apparently it is, but it's like half underwater half the time, I think, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's.
I would have to, obviously it'd be best if it wasn't built on from my perspective, but I think it's buildable.
It's officially buildable, as far as we know.
Right.
But it does, we do flood with the, especially with the king tide or any storms. Neighborhood will get a couple inches deep.
So they'll probably be up on pilings or piers anyway with this. Someday, I guarantee if it's an empty lot, it'll get built on in this area.
Yep.
You'd mentioned that the rooms in the existing house is functional, and one of the standards is that the addition is necessary to reasonably use this property.
And that's where
How do you reconcile that?
And that's where the stairs and elevator come in. So there's nowhere to put an elevator on the existing house within the setbacks. And this is intended to be a retirement home, aging in place. It's in the floodplain, so we're going to be up out of the ground. So an elevator is part of that. And then while we're at it, the stairs are very strange. We're going to end up abandoning them pretty much and putting in the new stairs, which will be much more friendly. So that addition really is what's driving a lot of this, the new entry, the new door, the new stairs, the new elevator. Then since we're already coming into the setback, you know, it's like in for a penny, in for a pound.
You say that, but one of the things is it's the minimum variance to afford relief, so.
Well, the stairs are pretty much pushing this. That's what the width we came for. The new stairs and the elevator is what the width is, and that's what we're
so
really
it's
gotta
be
for.
I'm asking mm-hmm. 15 feet for an elevator and stairs
with associated like landings, and yes, that's what we worked out as there's a landing and an entry, new entry door to get into the house that fills up some of that space.
But I thought your comment was that it was also going to be, and I understand the storage on the first floor, but I thought I heard that there was going to be new bedrooms.
There is, that's behind. So the if you look at the site plan, the stairs and elevator are towards the front corner inside the setback. And then behind that, which will be have the view towards the waters, we're going to be taking advantage of that to put a new master suite and some other living space.
It's also why there's still quite a bit of distance between the side of the lot and Andrew Street, even though we're building onto there. There's still, like, as we said, about 20 feet. We're not trying to eat the whole side of the lot up with a build.
Yeah, I could put a 20-foot bedroom up there, but that would be obviously asking for way too much. So we're working with what the stairs and elevator gave us and then using that space to kind of utilize it.
Yeah, it says three stories.
Mm-hmm.
So is the
that's
first
including
floor
the ground floor.
Okay, so it's two livable
floors, and then one floor that's pretty much storage and whatever.
So is there going to be, I'm just thinking this thing out, bottom floor, storage, possible garage.
Mm-hmm.
Next floor, you got your, on the Baltimore Street side, you've got your elevator and stairs.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of that, you've got your a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it the same thing going up?
I believe, yes. We're looking at the top level will be a master suite.
That's it.
And then the middle level, an extra bedroom or office space.
I guess, you know, one of the things that I also look at here is I see your neighbor, looks like lot 31,
mm-hmm.
would be similarly situated. What makes this property different from lot 31 or perhaps others that have corners of the same size in that neighborhood?
Well, I thought lot 31 got a variance because they're doing a massive renovation right now.
Or 32, I think.
Is it 32?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that they were both getting renovation, actually.
32 got a variance.
Oh, 32 got a variance. I'm sorry, not 31. You're right.
They put a evergreen house on it that was somewhat too large for the lot. So the stairs end up very close to the road.
There, I will say the difference between 31 and 30 and our lot is that they are more so on their corners, not a dead end, whereas both our corners are, which is a slight difference, but is a difference.
I guess, but you know, one of the things that I'm asking about is what makes this parcel unique as compared to the one directly across the street or other corner lots in this neighborhood?
Well, that's what I said. The one of the differences is that although we are a corner lot, I don't dispute that notion, it's it's only a few block, only a few parcels affected on this corner, as opposed to 31 is affecting all of Baltimore, you know, and a few more houses, and most of the corners probably in this neighborhood would affect, you know, longer streets as far as visibility.
I don't know that it's a question as to the effect. Mm-hmm. I think the question is to the uniqueness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, when we look at the layout here, just on the tax map, it appears to be of a similar size and shape and a corner lot as the property directly across the street from Baltimore Street. And just by eyeballing, it appears there may be others that are of a similar size and shape and corner lots mm-hmm. in this neighborhood. So what makes this property different from those others?
In terms of asking for the, us asking for the variance, or in terms of the,
well, the threshold question this board has is that the need for the variance, the exceptional practical difficulty, can't be created by somebody's wants. It has to be created due to some unique physical characteristic of the property. That's the first question we have to clear. Okay. And when we look at these and they're in a development that have similar properties, we kind of wonder why is that needed, as opposed to, you know, why wouldn't a neighbor need that same thing?
So the only thing I would take a shot at is 31 is literally a one-story house. It has the base level, because it gets flooded, can't use, and then you go up and that's it. That's all it is one story of living. We're three stories up.
So then that gets to the question as to, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, but that mm-hmm. comes to the question as to how is it needed for reasonable use? Your neighbor's got a one-story house and you've already got a three-story house. So
because we're in our 60s, going to live there and carrying groceries up three flights of stairs. Plus we actually have, the first story is kind of lifted. So it's actually 3.5 flights.
Is there a reason that there hasn't been looked at building on the Baltimore Street side of building it there?
That would probably, if you did, because that's where the driveway is.
And we lose our parking.
And also, I would think it wouldn't look right for the street. Because that would be right in the street where everything is.
We actually had, like, early on, we pursued some options with like putting stairs and elevators on in the front yard. Because honestly, with this lot, at first, I wasn't 100% sure what the setbacks were, because it's one of those weird lots where you call and you ask again, you might get three different answers, but eventually you get the right one. So we were playing with, you know, what if we're here, what if we're here, what does that do for the house? And we did play with it on the front corner, and it ate up the parking, it ate up. Because the elevator you can't drive through that or the stairs, so we couldn't. It was blocking usage of some of that space. So the questions about would we have an issue with parking on the front of the house? Well, that's what the parking is. You put an elevator there, we've lost two parking spaces. Now we have to find a way to get them back. So now we're having to do something, you know, another driveway inside the setback or something to provide parking.
So is the issue so much that the way this house and the driveway are oriented is that they're oriented with Baltimore Street more as the front,
that
than
is,
the corner
yes.
front.
The official front is Andrew, but the house is oriented to Baltimore, which is one of the reasons it's like a side addition for us.
That's for the mailbox.
And where that driveway is would effectively block a large part of your building envelope on the Baltimore Street side.
Yes, there we go.
And there's no vehicular access to Andrew Street.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what makes this unique, is that where you don't have access to the Baltimore Street side as well because of parking concerns.
All right, thank you. I have no further questions.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12706? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12706? Operator?
At the time, there are currently no one on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12706, Mr. George and Jean Churchwell. The property has unique physical conditions because of it being a corner lot. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12706 has been approved.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.